This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The ominous passage in the California Assembly of the once-dead assisted suicide bill means countless people could be vulnerable to the hastening of death. Because the California Senate is likely to pass that bill, the last hope may be a veto from Governor Jerry Brown. The economic pressures placed on those who commonly face grave depression at the onset of terminal illness, coupled with the health care that is already becoming selective in those authorized to receive care, could impact millions of people. 3 weeks ago, the Cardinal Newman Society identified connections between 27 Catholic colleges and Planned Parenthood. The good news is that 8 of those colleges have responded, taking action to correct the problems. The bad news is that 19 have done nothing. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. In the production of vaccines, which once upon a time were derived exclusively from sources like chicken eggs, the first generation of aborted fetal cell lines are failing to self-replicate, showing that pharmaceutical giants continue to feel justified in their processes. New abortion specimens have been chosen to develop vaccines, like those for shingles, MMR, Hep A, and others. Debbie Vintage of Children of God for Life and Dr. Teresa Deischer of SoundChoice.org point to multiple layers of problems in the vaccine industry. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.